First, I was wondering if you could give me the rundown of what your character is in It, obviously a clown. That's Penny Whistle. I haven't finished the book yet. It's a
Pennywise.
Long book. Pennywise, yeah.
Pennywise. Well, he's the villain of the piece. The city of, or the town of Derry in Maine is being terrorized every 30 years by something that these kids have come to call It. And it mostly takes the form of a clown called Pennywise, which they first encounter, they first understand who he is when they find an old, Victorian. Is it Victorian postcard?
1930
postcard.
Oh.
Of the circus coming to town or whatever. Is it earlier than that? 1890 or something?
Yeah, and then they see a photo from 1929.
Yeah. And then they see a photo in the 20s or the 30s, which comes to life. And he, in a sort of circus parade, and he comes right up to the surface of the postcard and tries to get out. Basically, I mean, I guess he's just kind of pure evil, really.
Mm-hmm.
And he can also metamorphose into various other forms, mostly into the image that whoever he's appearing to fears most. Or he can also sort of become seductively other people. I mean, at one point he turns into somebody's dead father. At another point he turns into the girl that the guy is in love with. We won't show what he turns into at the end. He'll probably tell you. And basically, he's completely irredeemable. This is a character almost entirely without charm. And what's fun about him is that he's traditionally, you know, a clown is traditionally a very cozy, comforting, kind of cheery image, and Pennywise is none of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of him all the time as a smile gone bad. That's my image for him. And actually finding his look was very interesting, because I mean, I know that in some acting class, well, certainly if you go to clown school, if you go to circus school or whatever, it takes a very long time to become a clown. And they won't let you put on a clown face for something like 2 years.
Mm.
And finding your clown face is sort of part of the exercise of learning to become a clown. So we had about a day to do to get through this procedure.
Who came up with your clown face there mostly? Was it Bart?
Well, it's been a
It's been a mixture of all three of us, actually.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the head is a prosthetic, partly because a special effect needs to happen.
Mm.
And the nose, instead of actually just being a, you know, like a red ping pong ball,
mm-hmm.
it does appear to be part of one's face, kind of, sort of. But the actual sort of detail of the face, we started with a very simple face and then sort of started playing around with it, really.
Evolved, I mean, we'd do things, and Tommy, the director, had stuff he wanted. And then they ended up, Joanne, Tim did like a day of tests while I was back in LA doing stuff. We ended up with pretty much what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
For the first week, actually, I don't think there was a day. I mean, that's probably the first 5 days of shooting, I didn't think there was a day when the face was actually quite the same.
Yeah.
Because little tiny things evolved, but
yes.
Mostly the shape of the mouth and the eyebrows were actually the hardest thing to really nail down, but once we got them.
Do you only appear as a clown in the movie?
Yeah.
Is this your first time in makeup since Rocky Horror?
What, in prosthetic makeup, you mean? Well, I didn't have prosthetic makeup. I mean, I did a film called Legend, which
oh, right, yeah, Legend,
which
yeah,
was extremely
I like that
prosthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think if there's any other kind of...
Yeah.
Well, and I also, I mean, in England, I did a series on the life of William Shakespeare, and I played him from, like, 19 to... his middle 50s,
mm-hmm.
which meant that I lost a great deal of my hair. They shaved my hair back gradually because he lost his, and then I had a great deal of latex old age makeup done, but which was sort of nothing compared to this kind of stuff.
Do you mind being in that much makeup? Is it, are you used to it?
Yes,
after
I don't
after
think
Legend?
Anybody likes it, really. I don't, it's not a, it's not, I mean, it's fun to evolve it, and it's great fun when you're actually working it, you know, making it part of yourself and finding out what it can do. And one of the nice things about a very broad, really feature changing makeup is that you have no personal history with it, you know. I mean, I don't think there's an actor or an actress in the world who actually likes his or her face. So to get rid of all of that stuff in front of a camera is terribly useful.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're looking like this, you don't have to worry about angles too much. You know, I mean, it's not about looking good. It's about being effective.
Yeah. How many times
and both with this and Legend, I mean, the fun is that it's very difficult to go too far. I mean, this may be famous last words, but and in a sense, you have to work much more. Well, to a certain extent, more broadly, in order to register at all. And that's interesting. I mean, that's sort of fun to do. The most fun, I have to say, is taking it off.
Hmm.
The moment they say I'm wrapped, I pull off the nose. It's a Bart's regret.
How long does it take to get that on? From start to finish?
We've got it down to about 3 hours now.
Right.
Yeah.
It took longer at first just because we were still figuring out Tim was saying the brows and the mouth and stuff.
It always does. It always, you know, the beginning, it always takes an awful long time.
Did the makeup in Legend, that must have took...
That was 6.5.
6.5.
And an hour and a half to get it off. So it was an 8-hour day before, you know, without actually working in front of the camera.
How many times in Legend did you have to be made up totally? Roughly.
Oh, an awful lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on it for 3 months.
Uh-huh. And what about with the clown? How many times so far have you had to...
It's about our 6th or 8th.
Oh, it must be at least that.
He has at least 12, like I think between 12 and 15.
And then the days of tests and
yeah.
I would say we've done it at least 10 times.
Figure maybe 10 more before it's over, or
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a horror or fantasy genre fan yourself? I mean, obviously you got sort of pegged in Rocky Horror, and then you went on to Legend.
I'm not particularly, actually. I mean, Richard O'Brien, who wrote Rocky, very much was, and is. I mean, it's his obsession, not mine, really. I mean, I'm fascinated by movie villains, and, you know, I enjoyed Lon Chaney, and I mean, in some ways, I don't know, we kind of discussed this a bit. I mean, in some ways, I think that horror movies have got a little too far away from the mind. I mean, we had a much more prosthetic version of this makeup, which was very scary looking and beautifully executed, and but did too much work by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that what is most horrifying is the moment of decision behind somebody's eyes when they decide to kill somebody, rather than a pint of blood and a pound and a half of latex. Which is not to say that all of this isn't useful. I just think that it's. I think myself, as to a certain degree, that that it's kind of taken over, and that one sacrifices the human element to
mm-hmm.
at great risk. But this is obviously an actor's viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk later.
Do you have any other...
there was a classic day in the trailer when I said, I'm not here to get you an Emmy.
I got a trailer to show you something here, I don't know.
Also famous last words.
That's Barton's girlfriend, I think. I like the cut line that he got there.
Barton, you look about 12, yeah.
That's 2 years ago, then. That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah. Well, this is a lot of these guys. This, he sculpted the spider, painted the eyes, and the
yeah,
wolf.
I met him.
Aaron Wright, Jim here did the corpse. This is Brent, he's in the spider.
He did my face.
Oh. Yeah, we did the face cast.
Brian.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is Greg Punchatz from Robo 1 and 2.
Did Fango interview you for Legend, Jim?
Sorry?
Did Fangoria interview you for Legend?
No, they didn't. Huh. They didn't.
I know they were pretty excited about it when I told them that
But I was living in England then, so
yeah.
I probably wasn't very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. Is
the gelatin like
that? Ooh, this is wonderful too. God.
That's great.
It's off the show, isn't it?
It says you're applying gelatin makeup.
You can't really see it on the back of my hand. His head is like out of the tube. It's the puppet head and then there's gel effects on the hand.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Well,
now
you
I'll have to bring this tape up. Right.
But it's looking good too.
Do you have any, what do you have lined up as far as future movie projects, Tim?
Oh, you tell me.
Uh-huh.
You got a script.
Things pretty quiet these days?
Nothing affects
already. Nothing we need to talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in Red October? You just had that on.
Red October, right? Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, hurry while stocks last.
How was working on that?
It was actually fairly boring because he was a very dull person. I mean, it's quite interesting playing a dull person because I tend not to play dull people. I tend to play very kind of over the top people. But so it's quite interesting to play somebody who had absolutely no sense of humour. Because, but it was a very long shoot. And, it was all shot on a submarine on a set in Panama, so it was fairly peculiar because the sets weren't very much wider than this.
Mm-hmm.
People crammed into them and the walls being taken out. And they were shot on gimbals, so that the ship could dive and the floor would suddenly disappear.
What's the favorite movie that you've worked on in your career?
I don't know, because they're rather sort of different kinds of film, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favourite is a film called The Plowman's Lunch, but that's because it's the only time I've played anybody really sort of close to myself, which is what most film actors do all the time.
Mm.
Something I don't seem to achieve very often.
Do you think people still see you, when they think of you as a What was the name of the...
Frankenfurter.
Well, probably not if they can't remember the character's name. I don't know. I really don't know what they think. It's a long time ago, you know, so it's difficult for me to know what they think, really.
Do they come up to you and see you on the street and call you Frankenfurter or anything?
Well, no, they tend to just draw your attention to whatever they've seen you in last, you know. It's funny, I get asked that an awful lot, and I really don't know the answer. I mean, I think a lot of people, because it's played, you know, for 15 years, it's very often the way that people get introduced to my work, so they're either interested enough to watch other things or they're not, you know. Yeah. And if they are, I think that they have a quite different attitude.
Yeah.
And certainly from the kind of letters that I get, the people who write to me and write to me all the time are interested in the range of the work rather than just that character.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, though, I mean, you can't ignore the fact that it is an incredibly strong character and one that's pretty difficult to top.
Still playing midnight shows down on Hastings Street in Vancouver at the Lux Theatre every Friday?
Yeah, it plays in 100 cities in America and in Europe and all over.
Mm-hmm. Any chance of a sequel?
They're apparently planning one, yes. They haven't asked me to be in it, so I don't suppose... But they've registered the title. So I think Horror Picture Show 2.
Very clever.
Would you like to be in it?
Not really.
No?
Well, you know, I did die in the movie. I'm sure they could get around that. But no, I mean, I have nightmares about getting into that lot again. No, I think that's sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that was a kind of one-shot deal myself. Mm-hmm.
Getting back to it for a moment, how do you like working with Tommy Lee Wallace?
It's fine. I mean, it's a sort of a peculiar shoot for me because the character turns up about every 10 minutes or so and does something vile and disappears. And the way that they've scheduled it means that I tend to sort of spend whatever it is, 4 hours in makeup and 2 hours in my trailer and do one tiny sequence and go home. So there's not really much sense of continuity about it. And quite often, you know, I work on Monday and I work on Friday and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not like it's an everyday deal, which most movies are.
You do most of
that. And after the beginning of it, he's pretty much left me alone. I mean, you know, we sort of discuss what it is I'm going to do, and he tells me if it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Do you do most of the killing in the movie?
No, it's not really. I do, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess.
I off quite a few people here and there, one way or another.
Uh-huh. That's the most exciting way so far. For Fangoria fans out there who are inquiring minds.
I remove a child's arm so he bleeds to death. That's, that's up there. It tends not to be that kind of physical, actually. I don't know, it's a week since I read the script.
Yeah,
they were playing down the gore in it when I talked to the publicist before.
Yeah, well, on the TV.
Yeah.
A lot of what he's doing is he does a lot of taunting because he's the same. These kids, when they're 10, when they come back when they're 40, and they beat him when they were 10, so now he's screwing
over. I've been trying to read the book.
It's mostly mental cruelty, actually. There's a great deal of mental cruelty involved. I know it's an endless book, isn't it? You'll be on it for months.
Did you read it?
The series will be out and gone and forgotten by the time you reach the end of that novel.
Stephen King will like that.
Did you read it yourself?
Yes, I did. I read it when it came out, actually.
Oh, yeah? Are you a King fan at all?
I can get you a copy of the script. It's a lot more. It's you can have the condensed version.
Could I get a copy of the script?
I get to see about the punching one day. I don't have my copy with me.
That'd be handy. Are you a King fan at all? Have you read any?
I always get the books when I think he's an extremely entertaining writer, and I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at that stuff.
Yeah. I like The Dead Zone. That was probably my favorite that he's done so far.
I like The Shining a lot, too. I would have liked to have done The Shining.
Oh.
I mean, he certainly gives a lot of acting opportunities.
Yeah. I heard they're going to make a Graveyard Shift, a movie from one of his Night Shift.
Yeah,
and of course the stand's been in the works for ages with Romero, I think. No?
Really?
Well, I mean, Romero's owned it for like 10 years.
Has he?
Yeah.
Is he the guy who did The Night of the Living Dead?
Right. Mm. Creep
show
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just it's so big.
Yeah.
I just started that.
And
I'm going to be on that for months.
Mm.
Except I read pretty fast.
That's true.
Thanks very much for the interview.
You bet.
Huh?